Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I'm kind of feeling like I'm in the stratosphere right now.
Yes. Getting a little... Was that awesome what the Lord had just revealed to us this Sunday, and is starting in the morning, and just as it continued on throughout the till midnight? It's just the presence of God, right? Just powerful at the Dream Center.
The only word that I've been able to just put as a description of it is just electrifying. It's just been God's presence was just, his presence was just like carrying me all day, and I was just like, woo!
I know.
And wow. I was just like, I was actually just talking to Peter, and I said, you know, God's word said, it's just like, I have meat that you know not of. And I was telling him, I'm like, I can feel my spirit eating just his presence and the thickening of his presence and just...
Like a sponge.
Yes, just soaking and... It's powerful.
Yeah, so I want to encourage you that, you know, what the Lord asked us when the disciples asked him, can you teach us to talk to the Father? Can you teach us to pray? He goes, oh yeah, this is how you do it. When you pray, this is what you ask. Ask that the Father's kingdom that's in heaven would be on earth, just like it is in heaven. I mean, we're supposed to be a conduit to bring, through God's Spirit, the kingdom of the presence. What is the presence of heaven like? And you think about it, no sickness, no disease, no sin, no all of those. It's just like joy. And the greatest attribute of heaven, of course, is the presence of God. And so, you know, so much religion has dampened that understanding that maybe you forgot. But let me tell you something. You were designed for the presence of God. Pleasure is found in the presence of God. God loves you and has, if you have not yet made a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, today's the day to do it. You don't want to miss out on eternity in the awesome glory and presence of God. We shared some of our stories at meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org, so you too can, you know, read about our stories and get a witness for yourself. And say, you know, I want to meet God through his son Jesus Christ. I want to be a part of the family of God. But yeah, when God's, we're just designed for his presence. It's like, I just want to spend the rest of my life, you know, in the presence of God. And I want to live in his presence. I want to follow his spirit and encourage others to do the same, but I'm not going to leave his presence to satisfy people who don't want to follow his presence. You know, it's like, come in here, but I'm not going to go out there out in the context of that. I want to walk, and wherever you go, it's not, we're not talking a building here, that we'll be talking more about that, but also talked about, you know, one of the atmospheres, when you talk about the atmosphere of heaven, it's an atmosphere of honor. You know, God honors his son. Jesus honors the Holy Spirit and his Father. The Holy Spirit honors the Father and the Son. I mean, just this whole atmosphere of honor. When you hear people who have encounters and had glimpses and heavenly encounters, they talk about how it's such an honoring thing, not a worshiping thing outside of worshiping God, but in regards to just they deferred to the other in honor. And like God says, you know, if I'm your Father, where's my honor? And it's like, honor is like a rare commodity. And, you know, religion has taught so many people, you know, some wrong things about honoring folks. You know, if, you know, they say, well, they're not a member of this church, you know, then they're not, you know, can't honor them. Or, you know, if they're not a Christian, you don't need to be respectful or honoring. Which is ridiculous. Have you met yourself lately? You know? Yeah. And, but there's three things that you can honor about people. Two things you can honor about everybody. The first thing that you can always honor about every individual, every human being on the face of the earth is that every human being, they were created in the image and the likeness of God. They were creating the image and the likeness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can honor them. You can look at them and you can talk to them in the context and respect them in the in that context. And you don't want to offend, and you don't want to come against, and you don't want to be critical of someone who's creating the image and the likeness of God. So you can think about people, even mm-hmm. no matter, no telling what they might be doing with the image of God, but you can honor them and think about it, that that's only Satan. If somebody's convinced you that you can look at the image and the likeness of God and you can be that critical over it, then what happens is you're held captive, because mm-hmm. he says this ought not to be so. And James, you know, blessings and curses shouldn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus talked about, you know, we're supposed to go let the world know about the love of God and preach the good news of Jesus Christ, and that our love for each other would be mm-hmm. proof to them that that we're disciples of Jesus. And so you can honor them, that they're made in the image and the likeness of God. You know what they do? They're going to be held accountable, just like we are, about what we do with what mm-hmm. God, how God created us. But we're not called to be the humble police or the critical police to go tell people, you know, why they're bad. You know, if we want to bring the culture of heaven, the kingdom of heaven here on earth, we got to begin to have those kind of thought life, those mm-hmm. kind of responses towards people. And there's nothing more beautiful than an honoring environment. I know that when I was over at, you know, Pastor Kilpatrick's church, and I was watching Dutch Sheets speak there, and his spiritual son, Damon, was there. Damon Thompson was praying for him while he was speaking, and he deferred to Dutch. And I was watching that relationship there. And of course, Brother Kilpatrick, spiritual father to me. And it's just, you know, as I was telling, you know, Dutch, how beautiful that honor is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just notice it, just totally notice that honor. And if you're just look for opportunities to honor people,
mm-hmm.
I mean, honor them. And in your life, honor. It says that, you know, a wife should honor her husband. I mean, think about how you honor your husband, and then the husband honors their wife, and honor your children, and your children honor your parents, and then honor those in authority. And, you know, and it's like, it's amazing. It's amazing, the environment. If we want the kingdom of heaven to come, the atmosphere of heaven, we got to begin to think, well, heaven's about honor and how to honor someone, even if they're doing the wrong things with the image of God. But you can honor them for the fact that they're not no, you know, creature from the lagoon somewhere. They're made in the image and the likeness of God. You know, some people mm-hmm. talk sometimes like, do you understand what you're saying? I mean, how are you ever going to win that person to the Lord when you just said those things about them?
Yeah.
And the second thing that you can honor about everybody, this is everybody, is that, you know, they've been given a gift. There's some sort of gift that they've been given. You know, and it's given without repentance. And when you look at that word and understand that word in the context of that, you can say, God never regretted giving them this gift.
Mm-mm.
Even though they misused it, maybe, or maybe they abused it, or maybe, you know, they did something with it, whatever. That's between them and God what they're doing with it. But you can actually know and see an architect, for example, that built this mm-hmm. beautiful high-rise building, who they may be, you know, not living for God and, you know, building things that are totally, you know, opposite of God. But realize there wasn't no demons teaching this man or woman how to build this building. That's God's gift inside this man or mm-hmm. woman. And so you can recognize, there's a way to recognize, you know, and I'm just having this conversation because it's going to be a conversation that we're going to have over an extended period of time. Join us at the VFN Dream Center, or you can listen on VFN TV on Sundays mm-hmm. at, I think, 10:30
and 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3:00 Central Time. And, but just to begin to think about, you know, what is the atmosphere of heaven? What is supposed to be like in regards to, you know, in there, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's joy, there's the glory of God. Well, one is that, you know, one thing you can begin to really, honor in someone's life is the talent. And you could talk about it. Did you know that you're creating the image and the likeness of God, that you have God qualities, you know, in how that you're designed, and you have the ability to create and get vision and walk things out, and things, you know, come to pass. And even though, you know, they might not, you can at least get them to start thinking. It don't necessarily mean they're going to begin to acknowledge God and begin to think about God the way they should, but they're gonna it's gonna put thought, their thought life's gonna change. Mm-hmm. They're gonna bring God into their perspective. But the talents, you think about, you know, somebody's been given a gift of music, and they can play an instrument, they can sing, but they're not using it to be able to, you know, to glorify God, and they're not even using it to just have standard type entertainment or whatever, but they're taking it in dark areas. But that, it's not demons that actually gave them that talent. It's demonic activity that it's influencing them to use that talent. But that talent has to be captured by the adversary, because that talent came from God. And that's why all of a sudden you can have somebody who has all this wild whatever, mm-hmm. you know, demonic lyrics and all this kind of stuff. All of a sudden they write this one song, and it's the most beautiful song. And somebody says, well, they're trying to figure out, well, how could that happen? It can happen because that talent all along was given by God. You can talk to them about that song. You can say, you know, that talent that you have, that came from God. And so there's everybody. We can honor everybody on the face of this earth, understanding those two things. And there's a third area that you can honor people, but this is people that are born again, people that made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. You can honor the Spirit of God in their life, that they have God's Spirit dwelling in them. And that's a way to honor them. But think about it. If all of a sudden you began to see everybody as ones that are created in the image and the likeness of God, then you're going to begin to treat people differently. Mm-hmm. You're not going to put, even though, you know, that gift is being used in a wrong way, you're not going to fail to acknowledge that gift came from God. You're going to tell them that you can do that because God gave that to you, and it's, you know, you're good at using that gift. And then you can begin to think, wow, what's going to happen then if, in fact, we begin to acknowledge that? And then when people already understand they're made in the image of likeness of God, they already understand that this talent came from God and how they've been using it before they were saved. So when they do get saved, they're going to bring that talent and their image of themselves mm-hmm. in and say, here I am, God, it's mm-hmm. all yours.
Right.
And then you're going to have these talents that are surrendered to God. I mean, think how powerful that is. This is, I mean, right now there's a huge proof positive that the enemy does not have talents, that the Satan doesn't have talents. He has to capture those talents mm-hmm. because you have these huge talent shows like Britain's Got Talent and X Factor and American Idol and World. And what they're doing is they're going through people like cattle, trying to find out which ones have talents that they can make money on. I mean, if Satan had the ability to give talents, don't you think he would give talents?
Mm-hmm.
He would give them. I mean, he would do that if he could do it. But he has to actually find someone that's creating the image and the likeness of God, who's been given a talent. And he has to go through a lot of folks because he don't know. And he's using those that he's held captive to do that, off profiteering off of the talent mm-hmm. and the gift. And they have to look through all these people. And they don't know until they see the person use the talent. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's, I don't know what they do, you know, acting mm-hmm. or magic tricks or something. I don't know. But once they see it, and then they look and see how the crowd reacts to it. They realize, hey, this is, and they even say it. They say things like, this is a gift from God. You've been gifted by God.
Mm-hmm.
But their goal, that goal, is to market it and make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just shows you, if they got to go through all of that to be able mm-hmm. to find a gift, that means you had that gift all along. And the sad thing is, because the church hasn't honored you, in the context of you're creating the image and likeness of God, because they didn't honor God's gift inside of you, maybe you never even thought that you can actually make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And this God, mm-hmm. You give all that to God, and all of a sudden you'll find just this whole new, you don't need this world to be able to recognize that, or your parents or whoever you're looking for to recognize. God recognizes you. It's his image that you're created in, and he's the one that gave you that gift, and he's the one that will pull it out and be able to use it. And your gift will make room for you. Mm-hmm. It will just make room for you. Just remember, the atmosphere of heaven, one of the aspects of it outside the most important, which is the presence of God, is an atmosphere of honor. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.